Let's continue with clearing the energy of money and clearing your vibration about it. We put way too much on money. So in these exercises, I'd like you to consider, what do you attach to cash and money? What is the actual meaning of money to you? It's just, in our culture, in America, it's just green paper. In other cultures, it's different colors. It's just like trading beads in old cultures, trading animals, livestock. It is an energy of exchange and nothing more and nothing less. We are the ones who put too much on it, so to speak. Another thing about the energy of money is it's critical that we keep this energy flowing. You often find people who are holding on to money really tightly in a miserly way and not giving it away and not buying or spending. And it doesn't do them any good. It's just sitting in a pile. But then there's no flow. There's no give and take. And that energy and that law of balance and give and take is of utmost importance. So consider what you might be attaching to or putting on money. Now, of course, the biggie is love, right? Somehow we get messages growing up or from our society that the way people love is to give money. Say some of these statements. We're going to tap on some of these. I felt loved when they gave me money. The only way they loved me was giving me money. I wish I had been given love instead of money. So see if that's a connection for you from your family, that somehow love and money were equated, they were put together or taken away, depending on your behavior. It's very, very common. You know, that's what people do. They say, okay, I'm going to take away your expensive toy because you've been a bad girl or boy. So if we're attaching love to money, how could we possibly have a clean and clear vibration about money as an adult? If we associate money with love and love with money, what kind of partner are we going to be looking for? It's going to get in the way of our adult maturity and spirituality and financial abundance and romantic success if we equate love and money. So I want to do some tapping with you, some EFT, so that we can unhook the uncomfortable feelings about connecting love with money. Try this statement out. The only way I felt loved was when they gave me money. Does that feel really true for you? Or I wish they had given me love instead of money. And what we want to do is unhook this attachment. So maybe the statement is, I associate money with love. I think money equals love. I believe money and love are the same thing. Money and love are attached for me. And again, of course, this means the opposite side too, right? The lack of money or the lack of love. How about we use that as a general statement? Money and love are attached for me. How true does that feel to you? How anxious does that make you? And see if you can measure it on the 0 to 10 point scale. Money and love are attached for me. Because they shouldn't be. Money is separate, has its own energy. Love is separate, has its own energy. You can't buy love. If you love money too much, you're barking up the wrong tree. So let's tap on that. And you may get other statements and other feelings or incidents that come up for you that are holding on to a negative vibration about money in your system. And then you could write those down and use them as future tapping sequences for yourself. Karate Chop Point. Even though the truth is money and love are totally attached for me, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Even though the truth is money and love are totally attached for me, I accept who I am and how I feel. Even though money and love seem to be attached for me and entangled, I accept who I am and how I feel. That actually is a good word, entangled, because that's what happens. Go to the eyebrow point. Money and love have always been attached for me. Side of the eye. Sometimes I think money is love. Under the eye. Sometimes I think love is money. Under the nose. I get very confused about money and love. Chin. I get very confused about money and love. Collarbone. I think money and love are attached. Under the arm. I feel so entangled with money and love. Top of the head. I don't think I can separate them. And I think they mean the same thing. Good. Take a breath. Now, for some of you, if that seemed too dramatic and not really to speak to you, it's okay. You can keep tapping on it anyway, or change the words to fit your situation. My point is that most of our culture somehow confuses these two. And again, if they're confused or entangled, these two topics, money and love, what's it going to do to your financial life as an adult? What's it going to do to your love life as an adult? Say this, I wish I had been given love instead of money. How high does that feel to you in an upset on that 0 to 10 point scale? That yearning for love instead of money. Let's do a little bit of tapping on that one. Karate chop. Even though they gave me money instead of love, and I wish I had had the love, I accept who I am and how I feel. Even though I needed more love growing up, and instead they gave me things, I accept who I am and how I feel. Even though I attach love and money, and it confuses me now, I accept who I am and how I feel. Eyebrow, I'm still confused about money and love. Side of the eye, I wish they had given me more time and love. Under the eye, I didn't want more toys. Under the nose, I wanted their love. Chin, I wanted their love. Collarbone, I needed their attention. Under the arm, I needed their attention. Top of the head, no wonder I'm confused about money and love. Take a breath. And if this brought up any incidents that were painful for you, please use those as another tapping target so that you can release this any negative connection you may have between love and money and any attachments you're putting onto money that it means love in your life.